Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro-audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Lily Hirsch, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, I'm your kid's saxophone, and frankly, enough is enough. Please help. You should have seen me when I was new, shiny and glistening in the sun. My whole career as a saxophone stood before me, and I dreamed of appearing on stage under those bright lights, the audience clapping or trying not to cough, and I thought of all the great music I could play in a jazz combo or in an orchestra. Heck, I would have even settled for a ska band. I mean, if I had to. But I was never prepared for this. My life as your kid's saxophone? And really, I need you to step in here, because haven't we already been through enough this year? Yesterday, your kid dragged me around the house as he got ready for school. Obviously, I have a fancy instrument case for travel. But no, your kid thought it was perfectly fine to treat me like a house pet. And now I'm covered in whatever spilled at breakfast and some combination of the smells in your kid's bedroom. If I had to guess, B.O. and hamster. Once at school, I was pulled out for a few attempted toots in some version of hot cross buns. No one wants to hear a saxophone in hot cross buns, or hot cross buns, period. But the song wasn't even the worst part. Before band, your son had some cafeteria version of pizza for lunch, and a little of the pizza's cheese-like substance is now lodged inside of me, congealing into a mass of lactose and sadness. I fear I will never be the same. At school pickup, your son actually threw me into the car. In case you haven't noticed, I have no protective layer of padding, and I'm more delicate than I might look. True, the saxophone has been part of military brass bands, but it has to be said, war was nothing compared to life with your son. When we arrived home, you, in your infinite wisdom, told him it was time to practice. I get it. You're trying to encourage him to commit to music. It's a wonderful goal that does all sorts of good, and I support it in theory. However, when is enough simply enough? The physical abuse is one thing, but far more damaging psychologically is the humiliation caused by the loud groans and eye rolls. And you should understand my pain, since the eye rolls are meant as much for me as they are for you. I realize my reaction is somewhat contradictory. Clearly, I would prefer some distance from your son. And by some, I mean all the distance. But he should still want to play me. I'm glorious, the king of blues, the instrument of the great John Coltrane and Charlie Parker. Oh, and Kenny G, but we don't have to talk about that one. Have you ever heard Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue without me? Of course not. Then it would be Rhapsody in Poo. Your son would have loved that line. Or what about Ravel's arrangement of Pictures at an Exhibition? Without the saxophone part, it would basically be Pictures at a Circumcision. And think about Kid Rock without a saxophone player. Then it would just be Kid Rock. And I'm fun, too. You can pull me out on Valentine's Day and say something like, I'm feeling sexy. There is a ton of other puns, too, all involving me and some reference to sex. The possibilities are endless if you don't mind loud groans and eye rolls, and it sure seems like you don't. For all these reasons, I'm the one who should not want to practice with your son, not the other way around. When you actually force him to practice, the indignity is more than I can bear. He makes me sound like an angry cat eating clam chowder. His playing if you can even call it that, is an assault on all ears, even mine, and I don't have any. His face turns red, and then he blows mostly spit into me. The resulting noise is closest to the note W, which does not exist, and his only dynamic is criminally loud. So I'm begging you, tell him he can play the music of nature and send him outside, and then please, give me to someone who can actually play, preferably someone who will one day boycott Spotify. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.